This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States and the world mark 20 years since the September 11, 2001 attacks Saturday, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Family members of the victims stood by the two reflecting pools at the 9/11 memorial where the Twin Towers once stood, holding pictures of their loved ones gone but never forgotten over the years as their names were read out.
Timothy J. Finnerty.
Michael C. Fiore.
The annual reading of the names of all the victims, so personal.
My uncle, Joseph, and the Twin Towers. We love you and we miss you. Thank you for being our guardian angel.
And yet so very public.
May we find the love to connect us and weed out all that divides us. And most importantly, we never forget.
Almost 3,000 people died on 9/11, most of them in New York. At Ground Zero, I'm Julie Walker.
Former President George W. Bush told people at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania that Americans learned much about themselves on September 11th. Bush, who was president during the attacks, encouraged Americans to put aside their political differences in the spirit of what he saw after 9/11.
On America's day of trial and grief, I saw millions of people instinctively grab for a neighbor's hand and rally to the cause of one another. That is the America I know.
Vice President Kamala Harris also urged Americans to regain a spirit of unity.
That time reminded us the significance and the strength of our unity as Americans.
The former president commended the courage of the Flight 93 passengers and crew who are believed to have foiled an attack on the U.S. Capitol by leading the plane to crash in rural Pennsylvania. This is VOA News. Iran says the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency will be in Tehran Sunday for talks with Iranian officials. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's envoy to the IAEA says in a tweet that Rafael Grossi will travel to Tehran, where he's scheduled to meet Iran's vice president and head of the country's atomic organization on Sunday. The envoy added the two sides will subsequently issue a joint statement. It will be Grossi's first visit to the country since new president Ebrahim Raisi took office. Talks between Iran and world powers over limiting Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief have been idle since June, and Raisi took office in August. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Large numbers of doctors, nurses, and other medical workers marched in Warsaw Saturday to demand higher wages and an improvement in working conditions made more difficult by the coronavirus pandemic. Poland's healthcare sector was strapped for funds even before the outbreak of coronavirus. Low wages drove many medical workers to seek work in other European Union countries. Protesters stressed the point in speeches and their banners that they are working extremely long hours. They also say they are putting their patients in danger and driving themselves, in some cases, to early deaths. Protesters marched in Paris Saturday for the ninth straight weekend, condemning France's government-mandated health pass. Thousands joined the march, organized by far-right party leader Florian Philippot, chanting slogans such as Freedom and Macron, we don't want your pass. Since early August, people in France have been required to present a health pass, which brings proof of vaccination, a negative COVID-19 test, or recovery from the disease, in order to be allowed in cinemas, restaurants, gyms, or museums. It has also become mandatory for 1.8 million workers nationwide. The government says it is necessary to combat the pandemic. Opinion polls show a majority of people in France support the rules. At the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, Emma Raducanu completed her historic run by beating Canadian Leila Fernandez 6-4, 6-3 to earn her first Grand Slam title. The British player was already the first player in the professional era to come through the qualifying rounds to reach the final of a major tournament. The 18-year-old made herself the youngest Grand Slam champion since 17-year-old Maria Sharapova won Wimbledon in 2004. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.